Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Shift. For any new listeners, The Shift is a dating, sex, relationship, anti-shame podcast and pretty much just the chats. And this week's guest is A.D. McQueen, hysterical Irish comedian, and Lucy Pohl. Lucy Pohl, so she was born in Germany, but she moved to America when she was 8. So she's been in America since then. And she also was the voice for Mercy in Overwatch. She's been at the Fringe Festival a bunch as well. So they're both amazing. I'm really lucky to have gotten them on. And we talked again about cheating, actually. So didn't even mean for it to go to that. But both the girls share their stories on cheating. And what else did we talk about? We talked a bit about negging, red flags, and at the end, attachment theories and love languages and stuff. So yeah, enjoy the episode. If you want to see the video, it's on the Patreon, as usual, the Patreon, The Shift podcast. And also then there's just some bonus apps up there as well. Anyway, enjoy the episode and I'll talk to you at the end.
Oh my God, did you guys, I'm sure you guys have seen the trailer for that John Patrick Shanley movie that's coming out with Emily Blunt. And did you read the article, the review in the Belfast or in the, was it the Irish Times or Belfast?
No, I tried to, but then they asked me to sign up for €4 a month. And I was like, nah, I don't need to read it that bad.
So funny. It's so funny.
Were they giving out about the accents?
They were like everything. They were like Emily Blunt's like red wig, of course, because everybody in Ireland has red hair. And then they were like talking about how Jamie Dornan's accent is bad, even though he's
Irish. He's doing another Irish accent badly, like because his Irish accent wasn't Irish enough in the way that Americans want to be represented. It's so weird. But I mean, we always complain about that, but it has gotten better. Like I was watching what the old Batman movies where the stupid policeman was Irish and it was just really terrible. Like they have improved a lot. Oh, be gosh, I haven't a clue, Batman. Yeah, and he was the one policeman in the whole town. It's very funny.
I liked the name of the article though, or what they say, something about Jamie Dorn. Jamie, top of the morning of you, Dorn, or something like
that. Yeah. So good.
And
so
Emily's good. Emily Blunt's accent sounds like a bunch of different dialects mixed together as well.
And Christopher Walken? What the fuck? He has like the most iconic like cadence and way of speaking. Why would you make Christopher Walken not talk like Christopher Walken? It's so weird. It's like so odd to me.
But they do. The Americans do have a bad representation for sure. Like things like Derry Girls is so great. And like Ashlyn B's series is on Hulu, which is great. Anything that shows real Irish accents. But like, because I've had a amount of Americans telling me I don't sound Irish, but it's because, and I'll ask them, I was like, oh, have you ever been to Ireland? And they're like, no. And it's just because I'm not like, top of the morning, do you know?
Well, the problem is like Derry Girls, I told a bunch of my American friends to watch that and they all were like, I tried to watch it. I can't understand anything.
Really?
Yeah, so like I understand it because I spent so much time in Edinburgh and like
you're a very international woman of the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. That's what I was you trying to get it. In it. Thanks for picking it up. Yeah. No, but I had to like, you know, get like an ear for it, I guess.
Yeah.
And also they're like used to the American version of the Irish accent. So when they hear the real thing, they can't understand it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, the Irish version of the American accent is a bit closer to mine. Like, hello. Would you like a bit of butter?
No. It's very.
It'll melt your heart. Spread it on me legs.
We sound so poetic when they do it. Like,
yeah. whimsical, like a fairy, like.
Yeah, right. That's good.
That's the only time I'll try to do an Irish
accent. That's great.
I really like that.
See, my voice is also high pitched as well, so it's not like a good representation of an Irish accent because I'm like, "Oh, how are you?"
It is though. But because you don't want, "How's it going?" Do you know what I mean? Like that's a bit much. That kind of low. But it's not very sexy though, is it?
Actually, do you know what? I don't know what this is reminding me of. It. I was about to, look, I'm such a fucking loser. Direct message. I got a DM. That's what they are, aren't they? They're like your Instagram. Yeah. And it was from an Irish guy, and he said, like, first time DM slider, but was just like wondering if you could grab a drink sometime. Like, I'm Irish as well, so also great crack.
Oh, so he saw you on a gig, is it?
Just from I think he followed me from Insta Single, one of those things.
What's Insta Single?
Single?
Oh, they like share all your. No, it's not like a thing that's like, this bitch is single.
Oh, okay.
It's a meme page and they share like your jokes, like you can submit them and the person who runs it will like share your jokes, tag you and be like, follow this comedian, and they have like millions of followers. Like a lot of my followers that I didn't get from the podcast, like some of them I got from like this guy sharing, so he was
for singles. I was like, what
me too
about this.
I was like, Instagram, we're trying to rule our lives.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
But so he goes, I'm from Ireland too. So also great crack and also a culchi. So even more crack. And so crack means fun, but I'm sure you know that, Lucy. And then he goes, you are very international. And he goes, I'm not sure if you're seeing someone or if you're just joking about it. But if you are seeing someone, they're probably shy crack. And if they're not, and they are good crack, give them my phone number because I love having new good crack friends.
Okay, so now he's got kind of like crack Tourette's.
He has crack Tourette's. and then he goes,
are you sure he wasn't an alien pretending to be an Irish person? And I will learn this one word, crack. They like the crack.
Ah, yes. And then he goes,
but sure, you should get rid of him anyway and come for a coffee with me. As Cilla Black says, the choice is yours. Duh-duh, or whatever that noise is. Did you ever hear Cilla Black, Lucy?
Yes, I know about Cilla Black.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
I thought it was the funniest.
You were wasted in this time, Lucy. You should be like a spy back in World War II.
Thank you. I always have said I would have been a great spy. Wow. So are you going to meet up with him?
I did, yeah.
How was it? Was it a cracking old time?
Well, so because when he messaged me, I was seeing someone. I just actually ended it with someone, and so I had said to him, I didn't even respond to the thing. I just go, "Oh, this is so funny. Do you mind if I share it on my Instagram? I'll block your name out." And he was like, "You haven't responded to whether or not you'll go out for a drink with me." I was like, "Oh, I actually am seeing someone, and we've said we wouldn't date other people." And he was like, "Okay, well, let me know if that ends or whatever," or he was like, and I was like, I wouldn't mind grabbing a coffee as friends. I love having Irish friends and stuff like that. But then I think 2 weeks passed by and I ended it with we weren't going in the same direction. Me and this guy, lovely guy, but it's just, he's a little younger. We want different things. So I just texted him being like, actually, I'd love to go for that coffee this week. And then we just went for the coffee. It was lovely. He was great. He was great crack.
Wow.
And so, but you just didn't fancy him.
No, I do. This just happened a couple of days. This has happened. I literally, by the time this podcast comes out, it'll be like a while further. But I literally, me and the guy we were seeing had that like heavy talk on the Monday night. And I had texted your man on the Monday night as well. This is so cheeky of me, but I wanted to make sure I wouldn't stay with the guy that I was seeing because I kind of thought, I do this a lot where if I'm seeing someone and I kind of am, and they're not fit my standards, I'll see them for 6 more months, even though I know that we don't want the same thing. We're not going to the same places. So I was like, if I text this guy today, organize a date, I'll definitely not stay with the guy I'm seeing. Was that terrible? Am I a horrible person?
No, it's not. Great. I mean, the Venn diagram has to intersect in relationship to relationship. You don't want any...
So I and it's not even, I don't even know if I'm like ready to start seeing someone again. But I was like, at least if I have this, I probably shouldn't even say this on this because I sound terrible now having, but you know the way if you have like an something set up, then you won't get, you won't backtrack in your,
And also it'll make you really see like how you feel about the whole situation. You know what I mean? The test.
Even with the Irish guy, I had made out like I didn't tell him I wasn't going to be seeing someone. I didn't tell him I wasn't seeing anyone anymore. Even when we went on the, I just kind of said like, oh, I'd love to grab that coffee, like as if it was still as friends. Because I and then with the guy I was seeing, like we were, it was kind of ending the like for a couple of days, and we had like a great chat and decided not to go forward with it. And then I had that coffee date set up for like 4 days later, so I was like, at least I can have a bit of space, and then at least I'll have a bit of crack, like, you know. And that was it was just crack, like I didn't kiss him or anything. It was just to kind of, but we're going out on another date, we're going out on an actual date, he said, so
on, okay, in a couple cool. of days.
Yeah, so you know,
I've only gone on one date with somebody from social media, and it wasn't good. Somebody who followed me on Twitter, which I'm totally not on Twitter at all, and I just expected so much from it because he's like a fan, you know. And I did all the talking. I think he expected me to be like I was on stage, so I just did all the talking, and I was like, oh great, and like bits, and you know, just so, and the more shyer he was, the more I spoke. But I didn't realize that was making him think, oh, she likes me really, she likes me loads, she's chatting away. And I didn't, so he didn't really see what went wrong. Well, I couldn't say, I'm just fucking exhausted. I can't do this every time.
I know, that's so funny. So that was my first as well from a, I've never gone on a date with someone from social media. And like, and what kind of like, were you nervous going out, or had you, were you afraid you were going to get murdered, or?
Me, no. I have no fear for some reason. I've done terrible things. I've been in rehab twice. So going on a coffee date in the middle of the day in a public place.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah.
That's fine. Yeah, that's okay. Yeah,
that's fine. Yeah. At least, yeah. And here's the thing as well. Like, I find what you're saying is so interesting, because the last guy I was seeing, now my big issue after a couple of months was that I realized, oh, I haven't really talked about myself at all. But it was that I find it's kind of easy to date guys who talk a lot, because I talk so much in podcasts, I talk so much in shows,
yeah,
but then that's not like, it's not what I want, so it becomes like an issue a while later. I'm like, actually, you don't know me, but like, you know. So it's funny that you ended up like, it's all, we don't want to be talking the whole time, because that's what we feel.
Don't
want to
be performing. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And they expect that same level then all the time. But the thing is, it's true. The rumor is that women speak more than men, but actually, statistically, men speak more. If you think about groups of people, the men are the ones who are speaking more. Men speak to men, and men will speak to women on dates. They'll speak more. It's only really when a woman and a man get intimate that the woman gets the confidence to speak a bit more, and then somebody thinks, what the fuck? She's talking all the time. Women are always talking. It really annoys me that this stereotype of women talking all the time, like we hardly talk at all.
Yeah. I always go for quiet guys. And it's like, I think it's this thing that it's like still waters run deep.
Yeah.
Mystery, you know? So I don't know. I'm always the one talking more. And then I'm like, I don't actually, you're right. I don't like talking either. And I'm like shy, outgoing, but shy, you know, like you can be a performer, but still be shy. But yeah, I think like, that's what most men, that's like their go-to for seeming interesting, right? The less you talk, the more interesting you seem. That's always what I run into. I'm like, fuck, I always say too much. And then I run out of like interesting game. And that's what makes a lot of men interesting, because they don't say a lot. And then you're like, oh, it must be so much. I was with a guy for 12 years who didn't talk a lot. And I always thought like, oh, he quietly understands me. Like, after 12 years, we had this like big fuck up. Like I cheated on him. Everything went wrong. And then we had all these fights and everything came out. I was like, oh my God, like he never understood me.
Oh my God. Yeah, so I was funny. Always it's like, funny now. Terrible at the time. But yeah, quiet men get away with so much. You're just like, oh, he must be writing a play about me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You're like, oh, he really means this. Oh, he's so quiet because it's so intense for him. It's like, no, there's nothing going on there.
That's yeah. Yeah.
I'm so a disaster true. With quiet men, though, because I actually feel sorry now for the last guy I was seeing, because even though I was like, okay, well, we talked about you the whole time, I'm also like, tell me everything about you. Tell me what you're thinking. Tell me your childhood. I love like I don't think I probably could be with a too quiet man, because I'm like, demand communication.
That's but good.
Wait, can we just scroll back? So you cheated on him. After 12 years.
I cheated on him.
I just did an episode with a girl who, and it's probably going to come out today. So this one will come out next week, who openly talks about cheating. And it's like, I just think that's so interesting, because you never hear people. And then you just admit, this is amazing.
Yeah. Well, can I stop you for a second, Katie? How old are you?
30.
Okay. Yeah. You're going to be really patronizing now, but we're a bit older. I'd say, I don't know. I'm 37. And, yep. You'll be cheating all the time when you're 30s, you know. It'll be
No, you've cheated as well. Yeah, oh my God, I've never cheated. I felt bad for texting a guy to say I'd go for coffee before I ended it with the guy I was seeing.
Yeah, which I didn't relate to at all. I was like, where's the Venn diagram? But yeah, it'll happen. Look, she was in a 12. She was actually married to this man who only spoke 12 years. He spoke 12 words in those 12 years. 12 years a slave. 12 years a slave. That is about. That is about. I can't remember your name. I'm really sorry.
Lucy.
And it's a way out. It happens, yes. Honestly. Yeah. And I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying it's good.
Yeah.
But it's much more common than you would think.
Oh, I completely understand why it would happen. Absolutely. But I just think it's kind of nearly like a taboo subject that people wouldn't openly talk about or admit. So this is great.
I wrote a whole show about it.
Ah, I want to watch your show.
What was crazy was I wrote a whole show about it, and like details of this whole story of how I cheated in this guy. And the guy that I was with for 12 years was Greek. And then I went to Turkey and shot a horror film there and like cheated with one of the grips. And the grips in movies are the guys that carry all the heavy shit. So they're always like the muscly hot ones. So I like wrote this whole show about how I cheated and we like fucked all the time and all these details of blah and this and how. And I made all this, all like I wrote all these jokes about my ex and you know how, whatever. And the opening night in New York, the previews before I took it to Edinburgh, my ex and I were like trying to still be friends. This was like maybe like half a year after everything happened. I was like, if you want to come see the show, let me know, you know, because I thought I'll prep him then and I'll be like, maybe you shouldn't come. And I thought he won't.
Yeah,
come.
Yeah.
He's so mad at me. He's not going to come. And so the opening night, you know what's going to happen. I walk out and I didn't even know if I could like do the show because I had just thrown it together. And I walk out and I'm like, oh my God, there's Kostas, his best friend. His best friend, his Greek best friend who also lives in New York. Like, what is he doing here? Fuck him. And he was sitting in the audience and I had to do the show. Oh my God, it was so bad. He didn't talk to me for like 8 months after that.
Oh my God, that's awful. Like, you had to do it. It's not like it was stand up where you could do another set. Like, you'd literally written it for that night.
Yeah.
It's his own fault for going. But
I agree. And it was good. I had changed his name and stuff, luckily. But
yeah.
It was probably good to hear it from my perspective too, you know.
You're like, yeah, this guy right here, seat number 2, row number A.
Everybody.
But yeah, and how did he feel about it afterwards? Like, he knew you would cheat anyway, so this wasn't like a surprise.
Yes, but there was like stuff in it. Yeah, no, he was angry at me.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Boys are very private. They don't like, that's another thing. I think we think that men are always having this locker talk about women, but most men keep so quiet about their sex lives, especially with their girlfriends,
yeah,
to very few people. And it's us that's always talking about sex. Yeah.
And he wasn't a performer either. So that
yeah,
too, you know.
That is cringe.
That's so funny because the guy that I stopped
that's
seeing.
That's a good show.
The what?
Sorry, go on. Sorry, oh. I totally interrupted you there, Katie. Apologies.
No, it's fine.
I forgot that this was a podcast, not just girls in a sitting room chatting.
This is great. It should be great. That's exactly the vibe I want. I want it just to be always the chat, so that's great. But the guy that I just have seen, and we ended so nicely, you know, we even, you know, anyway, well, I was like, we even had sex after, but of course everybody does that. What am I like? I am so naive. but so we've stayed on good terms, and I put up a joke about him just about, because he had said this thing where he said, be careful being that, how do I say this without making him look like a total cunt? But basically we're talking about comedy, and I said, I love to talk about sex. And he said, just be careful that you don't look like that hack female comedian who talks about sex all the time. And so I wrote a joke saying that it'd be like me saying to him, don't be that hack DJ, because he's a DJ, that goes like wicka wicka woo. Anyway, it's just a silly little thing. I posted it and then he liked it, and I was like, oh God, because he does look like a dick in a head in it. So I wrote to him and I was like, I hope that's like a happy like, I approve of this and not an angry like. And he was like, no, it's fine. He's like, I do look like a dick, and I didn't explain myself properly, that it was more just I was worried about the internet saying stuff to you, but I should have thought about what I said. And I was like, okay, that's okay. But yeah, as comedians, we're always like, because we want to talk about our life, but you don't want to hurt the other person, or so it's like a balance. But I guess they know what they sign up to, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Also, you gotta have a sense of humor, and it's not personal.
Yeah, you're not like John from 123 Elm Street or whatever. I don't know. Fucking
yeah, it's not personal. But I think, you know, in this case, like, he was Greek. It was also like a machismo thing. It was pride. It was like his friend was there, and I like, you know, revealed all these details, and I was talking about how we weren't having sex for like the last year, you know.
So you weren't so having sex when you cheated?
No, we were, but not a lot. We weren't, not enough for me, at least. I was like trying to figure out what it was, and he couldn't really talk about it, and yeah, so.
I always feel like it comes down, it's to the talking, like they can't physically communicate how they feel or what they want, if that makes sense. And if that was better, you know, like if he was able to explain at the time what was going on with the sex, you know, it would just solve so much. And I just feel like people just can't communicate their feelings.
I think also, though, like what I learned from that is that you got to solve the problems, because like otherwise they just fester, and then they make you do, like you said, you look for a way out, and it happens like subconsciously, or you don't do things intentionally. They just kind of go, you know, because you haven't solved. You go, all right, let's talk about this, and you don't solve it, and then you're like, ah, this is too much. We're together. We don't fight, so it's okay. We've been together forever. All right, let's just keep going. And then time passes, and you don't realize how it like manifests and festers inside of you, and then you go and do something.
It's so true. Something crazy that you think you'd never do. Yeah, and that's why there's, in Ireland and England anyway, in Britain and Ireland, there's like what's called a no blame divorce. I don't know if that's in America. So it used to be in the divorce that if one of the parties cheated, that person wouldn't be entitled. If I cheated on my husband, I wouldn't be entitled to alimony.
Yes,
but
exactly.
Now, or if I was to pay him alimony, he cheated on me. So there was culpability, but now there's none. It doesn't matter what you did. You could have gang banged 17 midgets in front of him and his mother, and he'd be like, what did you do? What is that made him do that? You know,
really?
So, yeah. So it's an even split. The behavior of the step, each party doesn't come into it anymore. Yeah,
which is good, because it shouldn't. Because, like you said, it's just like, just because someone
cheats. Yeah. I mean, it could be, you know, because you don't know, like, because they might have been just completely emotionally withdrawn from you, or something else. They might have completely withdrawn something else, and then the cheat is like something that's evolved from that. But if you're the cheater, you're really, in this eyes of society, it is very badly looked upon, and it's kind of hard. I'm really interested that you did a show about it. I'm really happy that you did a show about it. I'd love to watch it, because I find if I ever make even the slightest joke about infidelity, people in audiences hate it, like in a mainstream club. Because I think, like,
especially as a woman, obviously.
Well, yeah, they don't like it at all. Like, it's just, and I've stepped away from. I haven't really. I'll make a joke, and then I'll be like, if it doesn't go down well, I'm like, oh, That's my favorite joke that they do. I do that joke in France and they give me a standing ovation, guys, or something. I have to make a joke about the joke. Yeah, you know, yeah. So that's what, you know, if I've ever tried to try it. But it's not fair blaming the poor French. France is the only country where cheating is quite acceptable.
That's
and
true.
They really pass a blind eye on it, like, or not totally, but it's much more culturally normal. And yeah. There was, you know, Macron is quite happy families of French presidents, and he's kind of basing himself that American kind of vibe. And I can't remember the name of the guy, but he was running for the mayor of Paris, which is an elected thing, like the mayor of London and mayor of New York. And this guy was on the was hashtag happy family. It was his thing. And it was found out that he was cheating. And his sex tape was put onto a porn site. And your man resigned from the race. And the French people were outraged. Not that he cheated, but that he'd resigned over an affair. This had never happened before. Uh-huh. All their prime ministers had affairs. None of them had resigned. They're saying, we are not Puritans. We are not like these American Puritans. We are French.
Yeah.
So that was their sex scandal, that they're now becoming a little bit more puritanical.
That's
like
so
everybody
funny.
Else.
Well, I grew up with my dad cheated on my mom a bunch of times.
Okay.
And not that my mom was like, woo, but I sort of like grew up with that not being a deal breaker, I guess.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I thought
interesting.
It was okay. But I grew up in a family where, like, yeah, it was like about love and working through things and accepting people. And I don't know. I mean, it's not, I'm not saying it's a good thing. And honestly, after I cheated on my ex the way that I did and everything that went down, I don't ever want to do that to anybody ever again. But you're totally right that it's really interesting how it, like, the fact that you've cheated, like, it doesn't matter why, what happened, what led you there. It doesn't matter, like, how, like, emotionally injured you were to get to that point. The cheating is just, like, it's, like, it, yeah, it doesn't matter what happened or why, or it, that there is a why. The cheating is just, like, so looked at by society as, like, the worst thing you can possibly do. And I guess I didn't really grow up like that. So it kind of also surprised me that my ex reacted so strongly to it, because we had talked about it before and it was always like, you know, if you cheat, you can and there's, like, a reason, then you can work through it, you know?
Yeah.
But then it came time for it, he couldn't work through it.
Wow, he couldn't, work through it. And you seem like a very open-minded person that would be like, let's do something. But maybe, just it reached its course. 12 years is amazing.
Yeah, 12 years is
a long
time.
I don't even have a jumper that's 12 years old, let alone a relationship.
I actually
a sweater. Sorry, audience, American audience.
Like, I know if someone cheated on me, well, I would love to think that I'm secure enough to But like, so set aside the excuse for cheating where it's like someone has, you know, been emotionally distant or, you know, things aren't working out as an excuse. Some people just cheat because of opportunity, like it's drunk at a bar. And like, I know for me, like, I don't know if I would be able to get past that, if I would be able to be like, okay, because you're going to have to set yourself up to trust them again. Like there'd have to be a lot of work and they'd have to be a lot of communication on their part. But I think it's that type of cheating that's like really hard. Because that's the other thing. It's like unfair. It's like you went out and cheated. I said no to the hot guy at the bar.
No, it's horrible. So this is the thing. Before I did that and in that long relationship, I always thought, okay, there's certain things when you're together for that long that you need for yourself that have nothing to do with the other person. And that's always kind of what my narrative was about it. Like, you know, there's certain things that the other person doesn't understand, doesn't have to. You don't have to share everything with them. And then after that whole thing happened and we went through what we went through, I realized like, oh no, that's actually just being selfish. You know, that's actually just being like, I want this now. You know? And then last year I got cheated on so badly, like such fucked up deceit. I can curse, right?
Oh yeah. No, this is like a dirty, sexy podcast.
I got cheated on so epically that I wrote another show about it, so badly that I will never cheat ever, ever, ever.
What
ever,
happened,
ever.
If you don't mind sharing?
I was with a guy, and then to make a long story short, he was like, oh my God, we're going to have a family together, and you're the one, and everything. It was like this whirlwind romance. We met like in Australia, and then we went to Jamaica together and to Rome, and he was from Wales, and to England. I don't know why I'm pointing at you guys because you're British. He was from Wales. It's your
Celtic
fault.
Celtic connections.
It's your fault, you people. And then it was so like deep and everything and yes, and you and me and And then I found out he, okay, I have to say this in the PC way. He was banging transsexual sex workers behind my back. Yeah, you're not allowed to say tranny hookers. So that's not PC.
Okay, well, like...
transsexual sex workers.
Definitely something you couldn't give him anyway. So at least it's not like... Do you know what I mean? If that makes sense, at least. I don't know.
Yeah, but you know what I think is worse? And like when I cheated on my ex, I told him immediately. I didn't like, I came back from Turkey and I couldn't hide it. I talked in my sleep. I told him immediately. I can't lie. Like I'm so bad at that. But this guy, like, I think the worst is the deceit and like making somebody think something is one way and it's not. And you're doing this whole other thing the whole time. You know, like that I think is just so... And that really fucked me up trust-wise. Like now dating guys, I'm like, don't check the phone. Don't check the phone. I must check the phone.
See, it does. It causes problems. And here's the thing as well for that guy. Like if everybody was just honest, he'd, and you know, because it's not fair. You like, if you were honest with you and like, okay, we can date and we can be together, but this is something I have to do. There is people out there who'd be like, that's fine. Actually, I'm also into women. So I'll be going off with women sometimes. Yep. Like if people just, you know, because it's what he did is so selfish. And there's like,
and I asked him because exactly what you say, like if he would have told me from the get-go, I could have made my decision about it, you know. I don't know if I would have been like, woo, yeah I want you to be the father of my children. But like, for example, very real, I had to take an AIDS test immediately after. And that's fucked up, like to even... When I went to take the AIDS test here in New York, and I went to like a free clinic, and there it was like, hello, my name is Naeem. I have to ask, why are you taking this test today? I was like, why am I taking the test? Because I found out the guy I've been seeing cheated on me with transsexual sex workers. And the guy goes, damn!
No way.
He goes, I'm surprised you ain't in jail today. And I was like, what do you mean? And he goes, most women would have killed that motherfucker.
Oh my God, that's exactly what you want to hear, isn't it? That is like fair play to you for not getting in jail. Like, oh my God. You would. And did you find out by accident or did he tell it? Did he tell you?
No, I checked his phone. I could feel something was off.
Yeah, of course.
You're good.
It was like, I always say, like, I feel like there was like a writer's room in the sky. Because there was all these red flags before that I totally ignored. Like I found a giant bag of coke in his apartment. He like bought like 6 pairs of sunglasses for $7,000 in front of me and didn't get me a pair. Like all this weird shit. You're like, what?
That is really weird.
It's so weird. Who does that? Like all this weird shit and like all this fucked up shit. And then, he told me that when I wear red lipstick, I look like a tart.
Oh,
that's so
and
funny.
Did he mean it as a compliment or not?
Yeah. I didn't know that in the UK that means like prostitute.
Yeah, well, kind of like slutty woman or slathering woman. It wouldn't be a compliment.
Yeah. Right. No. Yeah, that's so weird that you say that, because a guy recently told me when I was dressed in a leather skirt, he goes, wow, you look like a slut. And I'm like, why do guys think this is a compliment? That's not a compliment.
I don't think he thought it was a compliment. He did not think it was. Okay. He didn't say it as a compliment, but that's also not a compliment.
Okay.
I told him to fuck off.
So, and come here to me as well. So you went through his phone. What did you see on his phone?
I went through his phone and I saw a message and it said like, hey, when can we play? And then it said, I'm still with a client. How much are you offering? And then it said like, 300, where are you? And I was like,
oh my god,
this is like, you can't even lie with that stuff, like, do you know what I mean? Jesus, that's like,
and I thought it was a woman at first, of course. I mean, not because I don't care if it's a woman or not.
Yeah.
I assumed it was a woman. And then he was like, blah blah blah, he was like, I'm so sorry, because I was like fucking freaking out. And he said, oh, he something. And I was like, oh, wait, it's a guy? And then he was like, yeah, he, I mean, she, I mean, he, I mean, she. And then I was like, wait, what? And he was like, you, and I was like, what do you mean? And he said, I know, you know what I mean, but I wanted him to say it. I was like, no, you're going to have to tell me.
Jesus. And what were the other red flags that you kind of ignored? I think that's interesting. I think everybody ignores red flags.
Well, the like negging, as they call it.
Okay.
Fat ankles.
Will you give an example of a neg, though? Because sometimes I get very confused with what's just a bad compliment, a roast, or a neg. So give me an example of a neg.
Well, like that. Like he was like, oh my God, wow, your ankles, like, wait, they're like kind of like you have like kind of fat ankles. Okay. Look at your ankles. And I was like, wait, what? What the fuck? Or like he'd be like, oh, I just looked at you and I could see you as an old lady. I saw you as an old lady.
Oh, yeah. That's a pretty bad one.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And he's like, no, it's because I want to grow old with you. Uh-huh, okay. That's like this like flipping of where you're like, wait, yeah, that was mean. Oh, and then they flip it on you to make when you feel crazy.
Like, Katie, yeah, I really like your top. It's really pretty. I'm negging you, by the way. Oh, no. Okay, I'm the man. Okay. Hey, babe. Real like that top you're wearing.
Yeah, thanks.
I saw this really, really hot girl wearing it earlier. Oh, but it looks good on you too. It looks okay on you.
Exactly. Yeah,
like the last guy I was seeing when we were talking about someone hot, and I've mentioned this on the podcast, but I want to tell you to get your reaction. I said to him, oh, do you think I'm hot? And he goes, you're pretty attractive. And he said later it was a joke, but he would do all those things. That was one of my issues with him too. I was like, look, I feel like your jokes are negs. And he was like, they're just jokes. And I was like, I just think we have different sense of humors.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know what meant, like, it's like they give you, there's certain men who like to put you up to pull you down or something.
That's what negging is.
Yeah, okay. Exactly what negging is. Yeah. The Game, that book, that's where the neg was crystallized.
That's why I'm always confused if it's jokes I don't get or if I'm like right for feeling like a little like, ouch. No.
But you know what? I have to say one thing. Being 37, the one thing that I think that you learn more and more the older you get is exactly this thing. That as women and girls, we always feel like, am I crazy for feeling this way? I feel this way, but I'm probably crazy for feeling this way. I probably don't get jokes. No. If you think something is weird and makes you feel uncomfortable or sad or unhappy, that's valid.
Yeah. Because it's not gonna get better. You're not gonna get used to it. Well, you can see sometimes in long-term relationships, the man is an absolute asshole, but the woman is just used to it. She just lets it go over her head.
Yeah.
Like my parents have been married for 40 years, but my mother lets a lot go over her head. Like she just pretends, oh, sure, that's just the way he is.
And I don't want that because I feel like...
No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I agree with Lucy, my age twin. Because we're the wise women now, so you have to listen to us, Katie. You're going to get so much
the oracle
sucking from the teat of our collective wisdom. Between us, we've slept with 5,293 men, right? So, in different lifetimes.
And what about you, Aideen? You said you had... Well, firstly, I like this red flag stuff, like noticing red flags. So I like that. I like that you kind of eventually were like, the red flags add up that you went and checked his phone, you know?
The funniest red flag is spending $6,000.
Yes, isn't that so funny?
It's so funny. And it's like, it would be a red flag for anything. It's not just cheating. It's like his gambling problem.
Yes.
It would be like a red flag for like, I was going to get married by this priest, but then we went to the sunglasses shop.
It's an impulse. It shows impulsive behavior though.
And also, who does that? Fuck is it? Show like everything. There's no humility there. There's no like. It's just like a total like personality disorder. Yeah. I think.
And he's Welsh, but is he living over in New York?
He lives. He doesn't live in Wales. Let's put it that way. He lives like in the States, and he's an actor. So he.
Actor though. Come on now.
I know. I should have known, right? Yeah, totally true.
And Aideen, what about you? You said you had cheated as well. Was there anything else
I did, yeah, I did. Let me see. It's not a very happy story. My first time, I was going out with this guy we really weren't suitable for each other. From about 3 months, I was trying to break up with him, but I couldn't do it. For some reason, I just wasn't emotionally mature enough or something like that. We were in a band together. We had the same circle of friends. It was just too complicated. And I kept working my way up. This is the day I do it. This is the day I do it. And then his brother died. His brother was having cancer. So I said, God, his brother's just got diagnosed from cancer. Then his brother's getting worse. And his brother passed away. And I couldn't do it. But I still, you know, he still wasn't right for me. He was smoking weed every day. He wasn't working. I was going to work. You know, that was pissing me off. It was subconsciously. And I stayed with him and stayed with him and stayed with him and stayed with him and thought, oh, I'm a saint of a woman. And then suddenly I met this random Spanish man and at a house party. And I just didn't tell him I had a boyfriend. Suddenly we're texting and suddenly I'm over in his house. And I couldn't believe that I was cheating and I couldn't believe that I didn't feel guilty. And very shortly afterwards, my boyfriend came to me and said, I'd been avoiding him. I literally pretended to not be in the same town as him and go back to my parents' house because I just couldn't confront. And he said, look, I noticed you're happy and I know it's not me. And I said it all to him and he was unbelievably upset. It really, really, really hurt him. And it's not, and I wouldn't recommend it at all. You know, there's a difference, you're right, between maybe cheating, something that's premeditated, cheating with prostitutes, because that's something that you've planned, you know, you plan to do that. It's not like you've got really drunk at a party and somebody lay on top of you and having an affair. Like cheating and having an affair is different. I think having an affair is way more hurtful and more difficult to get over. Like, I think if my boyfriend went to some conference and then got really drunk and some woman was like, and I'd like to think that, I'd be really pissed off, but we could get over it. But having an affair is something really different and that really hurts the person.
Lying all the time, that's different. Like the deceit is the horrible
thing.
And then you question everything. No, I think it's, and it also takes like a really strong person to be like, okay, I cannot pursue this other person. I'm going to end with my partner and see where this goes. But I think most people are like, you know, they're like, oh, I'm going to be banging them, see how that goes before I lose my partner.
So men often are like that and possibly women as well. I think what I did was have to be honest and you have to be in a right relationship with the right person. You can't fake it because it'll come out somewhere. You'll drink on it or you'll do coke or you'll cheat or you'll be really, really horrible to them. So it is about knowing yourself and knowing who's the right person for you and finding that person. And then you're like, oh, I don't need to cheat or it's not going to happen. It's going to rise.
And also after you have the experience of hurting someone like that, if you're in a relationship where you commit yourself not to be, you know, exclusive as the Americans say or whatever, then when you get into that situation, you know that it's not worth it, you know, or you know that like, okay, there's a problem there that I need to fix first, you know, because it's not this one person that I'm so drawn to. There's a problem in my relationship that I need to, at least.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now,
you know, that experience like stays in your bones and you learn from it and you go, okay, I know what this is now. I don't need to act on this because it'll happen again unless I fix it.
Really good point. Yeah. Ooh, we've gone deep, guys. That took a lot out of me.
Even what you said earlier about having to get the STD test, that's just something that's like a very logical reason why people shouldn't cheat, because like, you know, anybody, once, you know, you have unprotected sex or any type of sex and you're like, more than likely with your partner, you have an unprotected sex. So like, that's always my automatic thing. I'm like, fuck, now I have to go get STD tested, you know? And it's such a huge stress, you know, because you're trusting someone.
Horrible. But also I feel like I can handle anything. I can handle you telling me you want to fuck a pumpkin. I can handle you telling me you want to fuck sheep or even like my sister. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I can handle it. Talk about it. Be honest. And I know that like also honestly, it's hard. It's so hard to be actually honest and hard to be honest with yourself. But like talk about it. Tell me and then let me, you know, make my decision or deal with it. Don't deceive me. I think that's just what it is.
Yeah, because, and they don't, I heard this one time, like, I think it was some, we had a psychologist on the podcast and she said, like, let people surprise you. So, you know, because they just presume that you would be okay with that. But actually, like, some woman might be very okay with, you know, if they're like, if they really love them and the guy's like, honestly, I need this. I need to go bang men sometimes. Let's say if it was a guy who's like bisexual, but like doesn't want relationship with men, the woman might be like, yeah, look, I'm fucking willing to work with that. You know, I'd love Tuesday night by myself. Thank you. you know, so you just let people, yeah, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I did? This is funny that we were talking about this because a listener did send me like attachment theories. Did you hear about that before? But it's like, and even like when you were saying about being with the right person. So basically the attachment theory test, you do the test and it tells you what you are. And a lot of time people go with the opposite and then that's why they clash a lot and they don't understand the other person, like what they need. So there was all these different like styles, like, oh my God, I forget now, but one was like fearful, like that you're always overthinking things and like worried about stuff that hasn't happened or worried about stuff in your past relationship. And the other one was secure, which wouldn't we love to all be 100%. But and then the other one was avoidant, so that you like avoid, like you don't want to emotionally connect. Or I'm explaining it really bad, but I think it's something it's good for people to do the test because it'll explain a lot of like what you need.
Yeah, I have heard of that actually. Yeah, now that you've explained it, and I think. Yeah, obviously the worst combination is the fearful with the avoider, is it?
Yes.
The emotionally, because you're just like, why aren't you there? Why aren't you in the room? Yeah. Why don't you want to sit down with me? Come on, let's go to bed. Yes. Come on, let's go to bed. And they're like, I just want to be alone. It's like the man cave kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So it is. And it was the YouTube clip was very good at explaining that, was being like, you have to realize you're okay. You're not wrong for wanting attention, but you have to also be okay with not getting it sometimes. So it was like really informative.
My friend just sent me this questionnaire about like your relationship style or something, like what's important to you, and then you answer all these questions and at the end it tells you like I had like 33% quality time, so like that's like the thing that's most important to me, and then like 10% gift.
Yeah.
Compliments. And then the idea is if you're in a relationship, you make your partner take it too. And then you're like, oh, do we have the same priorities? You know,
it's the five love languages.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. That's exactly. My friend sent me that recently too. It must be doing the rounds. Yeah.
Yeah. We did an episode on it recently as well, actually. Dara Quilty brought it up actually on one of the episodes that he was on. But it's really, and even when we did the episode, I was thinking, because the guy I was seeing, he is very he can't give compliments, and like I love compliments. And I expressed that and he said I can't, but like judge me by my actions. And then so like when his actions weren't super great, I was like, well, but you know, I was like, I'm okay if someone else explains their love language, because in that way you can see. And his was like cooking, and he would like cook a lot, and like, because like, I honestly, if I had dated him long term, I would have been fat because he was just always feeding me. But it's people have different ways of expressing, and you have to,
yeah,
like,
it's very true. And once you know it, like, yeah. My boyfriend wouldn't really be great with saying I love you or stuff like that, but he's brilliant at giving gifts. Unbelievable. Yeah. So
is your boyfriend in London with you?
You accept it.
Is Pardon? Your boyfriend in London with you? Are you living together?
Yeah, yeah. He's from London. Yeah.
Is it new or long term?
Yeah, fairly new. I was going out with him for I've been going out with him for a year and a half.
Oh.
But he's been going out with me for about 8 months. Let's put it that way.
Exactly my situation too. That's so yeah. Fun. I love you. That's so
and,
fun.
And so it's, we was getting more, a bit more serious. And then he asked me when lockdown happened, he's like, why don't you lock down here? And we did it. And it was meant to be me and him at first, but then he's got two kids and his ex-wife got ill. So the two kids came back, they're 19 and 20. And then his son's girlfriend, who's lovely, but she got kicked out of her house for being with him because of COVID. Her family are really ill or kind of at high risk. So now it's me and two kids and a girlfriend and a dog. But it's brilliant. I've been having a great time. I've been really enjoying it. So thank God it's working out.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
amazing.
And are you locked
out? It's so different. Completely different life now. Yeah. Completely different. Yeah.
That's mad.
Yeah, so lockdown has been really good fun for me, but now I'm getting, it's lockdown two, I'm like, oh no, this isn't good, because I had the freedom for a while.
Yeah. Well, it's nice. It is nice to have people around, especially in the lockdown. Yeah, absolutely. But then it's nice to have your own space as well, so you probably go for a lot of walks.
Yeah, and they're really cool South London kids in it, you know. Oh my dad, as you can see, he found me, and they play the grime music and they showed me to twerk, you know.
That's awesome. And
you should be doing TikTok videos with them.
Should, yeah.
Milking them. And what about you? And what about you, Lucy? Are you locked down with anybody?
No, I live alone. I'm not locked down with anybody, but I'm seeing someone, and I also feel like we've been seeing each other for like 9-10 months, but I think he would probably say 3.
Wait, so what does that mean? So he was he was seeing other people, or you were seeing other people? I'm confused.
Oh, what does that mean in terms of seeing other people?
Why would he say 3 and you would say 9? I'm being dumb.
Because he has commitment issues, I think. Oh. No, I just think like it started about, I guess, 10 months ago. And for me, it's always like, yeah, okay, we didn't start being in a relationship until probably like 6 months. I would say 6-7 months ago, we start being in a relationship, but he would probably not say that because we didn't have like the talk.
Yeah.
Until a few months ago.
I didn't promise her anything. That's a big one. I'm like,
I hate that. I always want to have the talk by at least 3 months, or I'm like, see ya. And I don't like if they're sleeping with me, I don't like them sleeping with other people. And I think that's my.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair enough. It's totally fair enough.
Is that fair?
We weren't sleeping with other people. And then at some point, I was like, you introduced me to your friends. You just told me you told your parents about me. So I guess like, can we just like say we're in a relationship now? Because that's what we're doing. And that, yeah, it's all good. It's fine now. But I think that for me, that starts before you have the talk. I don't need the talk to know that I'm in love with somebody, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that too. Like I'm happy if they're not sleeping with other people, I don't need necessarily the talk, but at a certain point, if they're expecting, even if they don't realize they're expecting a lot, but if I'm I also give a lot of myself without them asking, but they're happy to take it, you know what I mean? And the label just makes me feel respected. Nothing changes. This thing, guys think that as soon as you're a girlfriend, you're going to be like, nothing changes. I feel more secure. I feel more it's just a peace of mind. I feel respected. It annoys me that it's such a big deal.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be a big deal. But I never really had that. See, I never dated a lot because I can't really have sex with anybody without like being in love, or rarely I've done that. I've always like been in love, or like then been like, I'm in love because the sex was good, and then realized.
Aww.
There's a term for a demisexual.
Okay, I've heard of that.
You want to have sex?
I just ask, because I've noticed that German people I meet, they're always like, this is my girlfriend. We have been going out with each other for 12 years. And I'm like, but you are 23. Like, they tend to go for long-term relationships, do they?
You're actually right. A lot of my German friends have long-term relationships, like from like high school sweethearts.
Yeah, we have been together since the gymnasium.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that is true. You're right. That is sort of common in Germany. But like, it's also the dating thing doesn't really exist in Germany. Like you don't have these like structures of like, we're dating, but we're not exclusive. We're dating, we're exclusive. We're in a relationship. We're not. And it confuses me here still. I'm always like, so wait, we're dating and we're exclusive. You were dating this girl, but you weren't boyfriend and girlfriend, but you weren't exclusive, but you were exclusive, but what? I'm so confused.
Yeah. Like my partner, he has 2 kids by 1 woman, or who he was married to, right? This is going to make him sound really bad, but he's lovely. And then he has 2 kids by another woman, but they weren't really going out. I'm like, bitch, please. I'm sure she thought you were going out with her.
Two kids.
Two kids.
Yeah, like yeah. One, maybe you could be like, oh, they just hooked up one night. But two, you were...
Two kids. Right? And they're such lovely kids. Yeah, yeah. So they come up every so often as well. They'll be around next weekend.
They live in Devon. Oh my God, you're a stepmom.
You're a stepmom.
You're four kids.
I know, I really am. Girl, I'm first stepmistress.
I've always wanted to be a stepmom. Actually, the Irish guy.
Oh, it's the best.
Well, the yeah. Irish guy who asked me on the date, he hadn't let me. His Instagram was on private, and I went to follow it, and he didn't let me follow. And I go, let me follow, and he was like, oh well, like just so you know, like I have a kid, and I hope that you know, like whatever. I don't remember what he said, but he was like, oh, I have a kid, and I was like, that's great. I was like, you know,
yeah, it doesn't put women off at all. Men, they're gone. But yeah, it's fun because you get to do the fun stuff with them.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I was nervous. My friend whose parents split up, and both her parents got a new partner. Her mother got a female partner, and her daughter, dad got another partner. And she said, described how she was the biggest bitch to those people. And she said, be so careful. They're going to hate you. I know you're cool, Aideen, but they're not going to like you. It's just going to be natural. I'm so nervous. And they were so nice. You know, but I think it's because they were a bit older. If they were like 8, mm-hmm. 9, they'd been like, who's this horrible woman that's living with us, you know?
Well, I was 7 when I met my stepmom, I think, when I was 6. But by the time she was introduced as a girlfriend, I was definitely about 7. And she was like, oh, don't think of me as like an evil stepmother. And I was like, oh, that's just a TV, you know, like, so I think.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, yeah, I loved her straight away. And I think there stereotype that, oh, like, because someone wrote me on my Instagram story today, I posted jokes in our tweet saying, I don't want to date anyone who is younger than Jesus. And this guy wrote saying, oh, but if you go for someone older than 33, they're going to have like a kid, an ex-wife, and that, which is funny because I just had a date with a guy like that. But yeah. He was like, you don't want to fucking get involved with that. And I'm like, they go, you don't want to get involved with like a bratty kid. And it's like, you're just presuming, actually. Again, these presumptions we make, you don't know, like, I'm sure.
Yeah, and it's not like having children ever stopped a man. It's not like you say, well, you know, if only JFK, he could have done so much more if he didn't have kids, you know. Like, it's never, they'll still do what they want to do.
Yeah exactly. Totally. You ladies are great. I should let you go because I think now it was about an hour. Thank you so much.
That's so nice. Thanks so much, Katie. All thanks right. for inviting me. Lovely to meet you. Lucy, I would love to see your shows. I think you're hilarious. The both of you are hilarious. And I just really want to see your shows. Katie, I've seen you before and you're brilliant.
Oh, you're brilliant.
Let's stay in touch for sure. So nice to meet you. And thank you, Katie. This was so fun.
So will you guys, so first, Lucy, will you plug yourself and tell people where to find you?
Yes, I'm Lucy Pohl, and you can follow me on Instagram at YouLoveLucy, the letter U, LoveLucie, or on Twitter, Lucy Pohl Comedy, or on Twitch, also YouLoveLucy.
Great. And Aideen, will you plug yourself as well?
Good name. At Aideen McQueen, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. God, it's not even a thing anymore. Twitter a bit. And follow my YouTube channel at Aideen McQueen. There's a few bits on that.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but I'm not. I could do with more followers, actually. Please follow me. I need the followers.
Everybody follow the girls. And yeah, thank you so much. I'm going to let you go. And hopefully see you again soon.
Thank Bula you. Bula.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. Please follow both Aideen and Lucy. We'll be recording tomorrow's episode with Ian Lara and Laura Mahoney, so that'll be up on the Patreon a week early. The video will only be up there as well, and full unedited eps are always up there. They're usually about 10 to 20 minutes longer, depending on each episode. So yeah, that's it really, and have a lovely week, and it's great. Thanks for listening.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.